Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Burns Church. My name is Will Morris, and I know my name is mud with some of you. Let me, I don't know if apologize is the right word. Let me take blame for not letting people know more fully. Obviously, the worship service today starts at 10:30. I'm a man of patterns, so I think people are into patterns and they pay attention. So I tried to make the effort last week. Some of you weren't here to let you know that the worship service would take place at 10:30. It is our usual Pentecost service with Holy Communion. This is one of those crazy months with 5 Saturdays, 5 Sundays. So we'll have communion this week, next week. The worship service will start as per usual at 10 o'clock, and then the following week we'll have communion again and the community meal. So I apologize if things were unclear. Let me offer a few announcements, some of which you're looking at, some of which you're not. Among those are a reminder that we're still looking for folks who are interested in the Rockies baseball game. There is a sign-up in the narthex, if you haven't yet done that. You should be holding an updated calendar that has prayer requests. It has the lectionary readings for next week. It also has the calendar for this coming week. And I want to point out, I have an incomplete list of birthdays, but between straddling today, the Tolutau family has 2 birthdays. It has already occurred that Lucy Tolutau had a birthday, and Antonio is that right, Lucy? Did I get that wrong? Did I miss? Your birthday has happened? No, it's Antonio is. So the point there is if you see Antonio or Lucy, give them a hard time, even more than regular. Just, you know, give them a hard time. Where's Antonio anyway? Do you know where he is? Do you know where your husband is? Yeah. It's 10:30 in the morning. Do you know where your husband is? Sorry, I didn't know that was out of line. But the in some churches, Lucy would be referred to as the first lady of the church. I've been told by Jane Anderson that if I use that in reference to her, I will be in the doghouse for many reasons. So we're glad you're here. I also want to remind you that Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa is here of the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. The point of all that is that this is our Pentecost service. You'll see how that plays out as we go on. But it is a delight to worship together with the many different cultures and languages that we have. You'll see how that goes. I'm thinking Deb has an announcement because she's creeping up. Well, come on up now since you've... No worries.
Good morning. I wanted just to say thank you very much for all that supported and went to Just Grill on Thursday for the crop fundraiser. I know already we did terrific. We made $157, so thank you very much. And switch hats. My other hat is saying that we have 2 special occasions coming in June from the community meal people. The first one is the community meal June 7th, and that is our first farewell to Pastor Will and Jane. And the next would be the end of June. We'll have a little reception then too. I just wanted to throw those 2 dates out for people. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. Thanks, Deb. I was looking for... There he is. Antonio. He's coming in. Few other announcements. I'm hoping that the ushers are going to send around 2 clipboards. My point is not to interrupt your worship experience, but the point is to put it in front of you. We need to sign up for liturgists and greeters. It is that time of year. That would be through the month from July on. So if you have an opportunity to sign up to be a liturgist or a greeter, that would be helpful. You should have gotten a donation envelope in your bulletin. Next Sunday is Peace with Justice Sunday, so I hope you get a chance to read through that. This is one of 6 special Sundays in the United Methodist Church, and your donation will help us as a international church to support those ministries, and you can read about those. Antonio, would you come up real quick? Come here. I'm going to ask you to make the plea for money. So, I'm also going to read to you a real quick message from Mary Watt and Jim Sage, who are there in the back. Some of you saw this on email, and I just want to call your attention. She says, "Pastor Morris, Jim and I are sad to see you go and wishing you all of our prayers for your new ministry. Jim and I are so blessed to have so many prayers and the wonderful people open their hearts to us during these last 2 years. Jim became baptized and became a member of a wonderful church. We were married at the church, filled with such wonderful and open-hearted Christians. Your members are such an oasis in the many churches that we have attended. Due to Jim's medical condition, we have had to look for a home on the ground floor, and since we have not found one in Denver or anywhere in Colorado, we looked at homes in other states. We finally found one in Iowa, and we are moving there within the next 2 weeks. So we're happy to be finding a new home that Jim will be more medically suited to his health issues, and very sad to leave the wonderful home we have found at the Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. Please forward this to all the members of Burns Church." So, Jim and Mary, we will miss you, but we hope, and the only reason to bring that up here is so that you can take some time to offer them good wishes as they move on to the next journey of God's call. Yes, thank you. The giving statements, I mentioned them last week. If you have been a donor to the church, we thank you so much. And the giving statements are there in the boxes in the narthex as you leave the worship area to the right. If you pick those up, it'll save us the postage of doing it. I also found out that if you have donated to the youth group, those donations are not reflected, but we'll make sure they are the next time around. This is the part where I'm going to ask you for donations to two very important causes. The one I mentioned last week, and that is that Pastor Emmanuel Nkansa is heading off to local pastor's licensing school as a leader of a congregation that is small and working to grow. He doesn't have access to lots of money, but looks to us to help support him in that endeavor. So if you can make a donation to Emmanuel. If you write a check, make it to Burns Church. We'll then funnel it to Emmanuel for the costs that he incurs. Pastor Antonio Tolutau told me this morning about a desperate situation in the island nation of Tonga, and I want to ask him for a short announcement about that. Is that possible? Corta, sí. Bueno, come forward. So this is not a sermon. Lucy, would you help me keep him? But seriously, he has a need to bring before our attention that we might donate to a cause.
Like they always say, wherever Methodists gather, there's a collection to be made. About a year ago in Tonga, we have three main islands. And the smallest of those group was hit by a tropical hurricane. But now those people are worshiping under a tree. The pastor is living under a shelter, and they need help. This past Friday, we held a concert downstairs, raising some money to help them out. And if you like to help, Think Pia is in the office almost always to collect whatever you can contribute to help out those Wesleyan people, Methodist people back in Tonga, in the Ha'apai group, to bring them back to where they were before, or maybe even better. Your donation could be in a form of a nail, or a tin roof, or a piece of wood, just to help them out. Thank you.
We often talk about the United Methodist Committee on Relief. This is real and a pressing need, obviously, as you heard Antonio say. The other thing, just so we're clear, this was blessed, if you will, this donation opportunity was blessed by our bishop and by the district superintendent of the Western Colorado, Utah district, who is Sione Tukutau. So this is a real need, and if you are so moved, please donate. And again, if you make a check to Burns Church and just put Tongan Relief or something, Tonga, we'll make sure we get those aimed in the right direction. Are there any other announcements for the good of our community? Okie doke. I was in and out of the church this morning, and in my 9 years of ministry here, I was taken aback this morning. It was a completely alien experience. I walked to my car in the parking lot. I felt warmth and light, and I said, "Lord, it is sunshine." So please enjoy it. Did you see the mountains today? You know I'm going to ask you that. It's unbelievable. But does that make you appreciate sunshine? We take it for granted in Aurora, but my goodness, it was so gorgeous. Jane got after me, and I cut the lawn yesterday and found three small children living in our backyard that I didn't know were there because it was so hot. No, I'm kidding. I did find a lot of toys for Nutmeg under all that. Pentecost is the time, according to the paraments here and on the other side, some people look at it as the birthday of the church, and that is sort of a lighthearted way of looking at it. Perhaps more importantly, it is the fulfillment of a promise that God made through John the Baptist and all the way through Jesus, that the absence of Christ on the earth would not be felt entirely because the Holy Spirit was there to enliven us, to empower us, to move us into action. And that's what we're about today. In light of that, let us recognize that we are a community of God. I'd ask you now, as you are able to rise up on your feet, to offer handshakes or hugs as is appropriate, that we welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Good morning. God is good all the time. It's said often, but my goodness, is it appropriate today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So, everyone's favorite chairperson of the Staff Parish Relations Committee is here. Let's give it up for Charlie Morrell.
Thank you very much. I wanted to share with each of you that I did hear from Reverend Goodyear yesterday, and we have an introduction meeting set with the SPRC this coming up Saturday at the church at 10 o'clock. That would be May 30th, Saturday, 10 o'clock. The SPRC is very excited about this. We look forward to this introduction. We know God's presence will be there, helping and loving and guiding each one as we take steps in this journey. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Just to clarify, because I've been the master of muddying things these days, that is for the SPRC. It's not an open meeting. It is to introduce them to the new pastor. And so we will pray for them that it goes well, that the person is well suited to Burns. I have no question that God is at work among us and among you, and that we should know soon who the next leader of this church will be. Thank you, Charlie, for all your efforts.